It's Wednesday, April 20th, 2016. I'm your host, Joe, and you're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast, powered by Sharpologist.com. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. Joe Borelli here for another episode of the latest Wet Shaving News. Really glad to be with you guys today, as always. Always looking forward to a podcast week. And without further ado, let's get on with the show. Today we're going to feature a few of the, well, several big wet shaving meetups that have happened or are in the process of happening. We'll go over some of the latest wet shaving news with some great new products. And we'll go over a little segment of what does wet shaving actually mean to you? And we'll have some tips for the beginner straight razor user. So guys, let's move right along to our industry news. So West Coast Shaving has introduced its own line of safety razors. And let me tell you, they look pretty cool. They're really nice. There's 9 different models with classic designs that range from, you know, your basic classic open comb to more modern twist to open design. There are chrome plated and painted designs available, and the best part is they're all being introduced at the same retail, which is $31. So that's any one of the 9 that you can pick out, whether it's, you know, twist open, open comb, painted or not painted, they're $31 each. And it's really cool that they have these little stands that you can also purchase. I've seen a few, you know, safety razor companies come out with them. The little round ones that go on the table or on the countertop that hold the razor up. Really nice. They're available to pair up with them. So, yeah, really cool stuff. So I would definitely check out the site and take a look at these new safety razors. Not too many reviews on them yet, and I'm not too sure where they're made or who makes them, but they are definitely West Coast Shaving brand, so take a look at them, check them out, and let us know what you think. So moving right along, everyone, we have a new scent by Art of Shaving. It is the Eucalyptus Shaving Cream, and it features a fresh new scent with a slightly different formula than the other Art of Shaving creams. This cream lacks artificial dyes or alcohol, so it's a little different than the other ones, but it supposedly works just as good, if not better. I personally smelled a sample of that when I went into Art of Shaving, and it was really nice. I did like the scent, so I think it's going to be a great product. You know, the best part, guys, of Art of Shaving is that you can go in those stores and take a look and just walk around. You know, a lot of people are either, you know, they really are a fan of Art of Shaving or not really a fan. Whatever your take is on it, the best part is you can go into the store and check it out. And they're usually available. You know, the stores are usually in the areas where there are malls or stuff like that. So just about everybody knows where there's one or if there's one close by. So check it out anyway. And remember, you don't have to buy it. You could just take a look. So another really cool item that just came out by a very popular company called Saponificio, which I'm hopefully saying it right, but if not, you know, I do apologize. And they just released their 2016 special release Cosmo line. Now the Cosmo line features a new formula called the Beta 4.2 that adds increased slickness that actually helps with the post-shave feeling. So it's a really cool formula, you know, very interesting. A lot of technical stuff on their website, you know, stuff that I don't want to butcher all the names and everything like that. So check out the site. I'm leaving the link in the show notes so you can take a look. And the reviews are coming out as we speak, and they're all very positive. I mean, this company makes some great stuff. Very, very positive reviews. And, of course, you know, the several popular online vendors carry the entire line, and you'll be able to purchase it now. It's all in stock, so there's plenty to go around, but it is limited, so get it while you can before they run out. So let's move right along to the big meetups that have just either occurred or are occurring. So last weekend was ShaveCon, and that was in San Diego. Our own Mantic 59 was there via Skype with a special presentation for everyone who attended. And it looks like everyone had a great time, but we would like to hear your experience, if you've actually attended or if you know somebody that did, because to be honest, there's not much online regarding it. I know that there are a few technical glitches that happened during the presentations and stuff, but not much. I did a lot of searching and stuff, and I didn't see too many reviews or too many articles or anything really posted on either the forums or Facebook. So, guys, if you attended ShaveCon and you let us know your experience. Let us know how it went, because it's really interesting. This is the first event of this size or of this magnitude in the wet shaving community that was just like a that was really advertised and stuff. So we really want to hear your experience, and you can email me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com and let me know your experience, and then maybe we'll feature on the store or on the show or something like that, or I'll email you back and we could talk about it and see what happened. Really cool stuff, love those big meetups. We also have the Big Shave West, which is coming up in a few days. It's actually this weekend on Saturday. So if you're in the Pasadena, California area, swing by the Old Town Shaving Company. Guys, last year was great from what I saw. They had a nice video on their website about last year. A lot of people met up. This year is bigger than last year. Really exciting. You're going to have a lot of vendors going. It is free if you want to go, if you wanted to pre-order. I think it was like $50 to pre-order the welcoming package. I'm not sure if there's enough time to do that anymore, but you can still show up. Guys, it's going to be every vendor you can think of over there as well. So check them out. Go over there. Take some pictures. Let us know what's going on, because it's really interesting to see everybody get to meet up and everything like that. So there's another meetup coming up. It's going to be in Florida. It's actually going to not be in South Florida. It's going to be in Sebring, Florida. So if you're in the Central Florida area, the South Florida Wet Shavers are going to hold their fourth annual big meetup. Now, their fourth meetup, the last three were very successful. This one's really big, guys. I am actually an admin on the forum, and I work with the team there, and we have a lot of vendors going to be, doing raffles and showing up to the meetup. It's getting pretty serious. The last two meetups, the attendance has increased, significantly. So, guys, if you really want to check out, if you're in the Florida area, on the east coast of Florida, check it out. It's going to be in Sebring. We have all the information. Check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/groups, South Florida Wet Shavers, or just Google search South Florida Wet Shavers. You'll be able to find it. If you're in the South Florida area, let us know. Shoot us a line. Also, you can email me at my email address at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com if you're interested. So, yeah, we got a lot of cool meetups coming up. There's a few more in the works. I think then we'll feature them in the next show. So, moving along, let's talk about, what does wet shaving mean to you? Does wet shaving have a meaning, or is it just a morning routine? For most of us, I feel that we have a great, relationship with each other online and stuff, but you usually hear a lot about buying new products and going over it with everybody else. But what got you into wet shaving? Why are you wet shaving? Is it because you wanted to save money? Because I don't think any of us are saving any money, to be honest with you. I think most of us are probably spending more money than we were before by buying all these new products and several razors and scuttles and all that good stuff. But I don't think it's in to save money. It's relatively a very affordable hobby. Well, you can, any hobby cannot be affordable, but this one you can get into for a very, low price. But I don't think that's what it's all about to people. I think there's more to it, and I'll go over what wet shaving means to me. So wet shaving means the past. It means childhood memories. It means stuff like that. It means this trip to the barbershop. I think every one of us, if we smell Clubman, changes our perspective of what wet shaving really means. You think of maybe your grandfather, your father, your mother, cousin, somebody like that was maybe a big part of your life. And that's how I feel. You know, several scents that I have that I, you know, my grandfather wore or my father wore, and I cherish those scents. I smell them, and it smells great. And you know, something that's different. I'm going a little bit off subject. Is, you know, a scent that represented that person. Now, in the past, some of our older generations used the same you know, shaving soap. They used the same aftershave. They used the same scent for their entire lives, really. And that scent was part of them, almost. You know, you would affiliate that person with the scent. Example, the scent that, you know, there might have been, you know, my grandfather wore Brut. And my father liked, he wasn't really into too many aftershaves, but you know, a lot of my uncles, not uncles, but cousins or something like that, would be more into Old Spice or something like that. Some of the people that were, you know, growing up with, they all used the same aftershave. You know, they used the same, you know, Barbasol, or they used Williams soap, something really, really like traditional. And that scent kind of followed them around. And when you smell that scent, you remember that person. Our generation now is not doing that. You know, for the wet shavers that we are, we're more into variety. We like products and we like, you know, a lot of variety. We like to get, you know, 30 soaps, 40, like that. And there's some guys out there that probably have hundreds of soaps. And, you know, that's great. I mean, it just makes it so much more fun. You know, similar to craft beer or like bourbon. You know, a lot of people, craft beer, you got guys that buy, you know, there's thousands of craft beers now when, you know, 10 years ago there weren't any. You know, there was maybe four or five. Now there's, you know, now there's over 2,500. Maybe, I think there's actually probably three or 4,000 maybe. You know, I don't even know. But there's tons of them. And, you know, shaving soaps and scents are getting to be like that too. And it really enhances the hobby. But what it does is it takes away that identity with the scent, meaning we use so many different scents that will our children or our friends or somebody affiliate us with a scent or know that. No, they'll know us as variety. And that's a, you know, I think that's equally as good as it is bad. But you know what? You know, that's just my opinion, guys. And again, let me know how you feel, because I think it's, you know, just different. That how we have changed and evolved as wet shavers. Now remember, wet shaving is traditional wet shaving like we do is not as big as regular wet shaving. There's still, you know, we're still the minority and we're still, you know, growing, but it's still, and you know, there are still guys that use the same scents and stuff like that. But, you know, how do you feel about that? What does it exactly mean to you? Does wet shaving mean a way to go back in time? Does it a way to slow down? Or does it just mean a better shave and a way to save money? You know, it's something to think about, and that's why I put it in the cast today, because I was thinking about it myself recently. I thought I'd like to share it with everybody and hear their thoughts. So any thoughts, you know, feel free to email, you know, us at wetshavingnews@gmail.com or myself, and just let us know, you know, how you feel and if you got any good stories. I love the feature. A childhood memory or a wet shaving story on the podcast from a viewer eye. So if you guys have any good stories, you know, something that's really significant or something that really means deep down to you, you know, just email it to us. We'll check it out and we'll definitely get it on the show. And if anything, we would appreciate the time that you put into sending that to us. So moving along, let's talk about straight razors for a minute. So guys, I shave with a straight razor almost every day, and I've been so for about 6 years. And I see a lot of guys start out with straight razors, and some of them come from the DE side. They'll use a DE for a few months or something like that, and they'll come into a straight razor and they get really excited and they start buying everything. You start buying all the stones you can find. You'll start buying, you know, all of the strop, you know, maybe more than one strop. And you'll buy tons of soaps and aftershaves because, you know, it's really cool. It's exciting. You're going online. You're seeing how everybody is. Everybody's going, you know, telling you how this soap works better and that this drop is stronger and this and that. And that's, it's just great. But there's one tip that I'd like to go over and to make sure while you're learning how to use a straight razor what to do. And it's probably one of the hardest things to do in wet shaving. So what I recommend is, use one soap, one straight razor, one strop, one brush for 30 days. And this is not anything new. This has been on several forums. And I know a lot of guys have said this. I'm not taking credit for this process. I am just merely letting everybody know about it. I mean, this is not my idea. This is something that has been well known by many straight razor users in the sport of wet shaving. So why is it important to use one soap, one razor, one brush, you know, and one strop for 30 days? Because it's important to learn technique. And when I talk about technique, I'm talking about learning how to shave, not how to lather. Before you even start using a straight razor, you should already learn how to use a brush and soap. You should already be using a DE. You shouldn't probably jump into it from cartridge razors, from electric razors. It's a little difficult on your face. You got to learn how to skin stretch, and you got to learn how to lather that brush and use that. So what I'm saying is, to get consistent results, you have to use the same stuff. And for the first 30 days, it's important. And by you doing that, you'll get the same results. You'll know how that product reacts to you. Now, if I use the same soap, I know you can eliminate a factor of failure. Meaning, if you're having a problem with a technique, you know, you use three or four different soaps a week or something like that at first, you can't identify the problem. And you know, something that I've learned, you know, my father being a mechanic, an auto mechanic for over 40 years, he always told me you have to get to the bottom of it to be able to fix the problem. You can't just fix things around it thinking that it's going to work and hoping that that's going to be it. You have to diagnose the problem. So the way I say is to, when straight shaving, is to diagnose your shave, and meaning don't eliminate all the factors that can make a mistake. Meaning if you use the same soap, you can't say it's a soap if it worked for you with a DE. If you use the same strop with the same technique, you can't say, oh, the strop, you eliminate that factor of failure. If you use the same brush, you eliminate that factor of failure because you'll get a consistent way of that brush the way it works. And the same razor, you eliminate the biggest factor, and that's to say if the razor wasn't honed properly or stropped incorrectly or something. So to simplify it, eliminate factors of failure, meaning look at items, look at the things, and make it as simple as possible, and you'll learn faster. I promise you that. And that's something that I wish I did when I started. And it wasn't until I was about 6 months into it I realized I didn't know what I was doing, even though I thought I knew what I was doing. So guys, definitely give that a try. Eliminate all of the factors that can lead to failure, and work on technique. And once you get that technique mastered, I'm telling you, you'll be surprised what you can do in 30 days. You'll become more of a pro than anybody else you know who keeps going back and forth and all that with different items in the first 30 days. So try it. You can even do it for 60 days or even 90 days if you wanted to. And I guarantee you, your results will be really good, and you'll start getting consistently better shaves, and you'll really enjoy using a straight razor. So that's my advice, my straight razor tip for the week, and I hope you all enjoyed it. And well, you know, a relatively short show this week. I do apologize. We have some really interesting things coming up in the future. We have another special coming up. Andrew is working on that with a well-known artisan. It's going to be really cool. It's going to be really nice. It's going to be very interesting. Similar to the Rockwell Razor stories of the shave. Andrew is working very hard on that right now. So, I mean, it will be out in the next couple of weeks. And we really look forward to seeing that. And that's all I have for this week, guys. And, you know, I'd like to tell you to have a happy shave. And hopefully you have a great week. And I'm really looking forward to seeing some of those Big Shave West 2 pictures and stuff on the website, and hearing the stories and seeing the shaving hauls and everything from you guys in the next couple of weeks. So remember, guys, our show is powered by sharpologist.com, the place to hone the gentleman in you. If you haven't checked it out, remember sharpologist.com, some great articles on there. I'd like to give a few shout outs, special thanks to Andrew, our host, to Mark, aka Mantic59, for allowing us to use his site. And our next show will be May 4th, 2016, so that'll be 2 weeks from today. Looking forward to seeing you all then. And guys, as always, happy shaving, and remember to shave straight and shave safe. See you next time, guys.